Good morning. We're holding in Siman Tov Mem Zayin, Sif Aleph. Today is December 25th, 2012, Yud Beis Teves, Tov Shinayin Gimel. Dine Taruvas Chomets B'Soicha Pesach, the halachas of mixtures of chomets that are found on Pesach. Now, I just want to remind everybody that in learning Hilchos Pesach, we don't just stay in the laws of Orech Chaim. We've been visiting Choshe Mishpat. We are now visiting the laws of Yoredeya. Okay, so those who are familiar with the halachas of Basav Acholav and Taruvas, fine. And those who are not will become familiar right now. Says the Mechaber, Chametz v'Pesach, Oyser ta'aruvasoi bein b'minoi, bein shaloi b'minoi b'mashuhu, afilu b'hano. Chometz on Pesach is aser, its mixtures are aser, if it gets mixed up in Bein B'minoi, which means it's a number 10 of the sheet which I gave you. Those who need a sheet, I will pass the sheet out after. I tried to make copies, not available right now. So we have a number 10, if anybody has extras, could look on. A number 10, what does Min B'minoi mean? When I have a blend of two similar items, for example, chametz flour and non-chametz flour, what is min b'she'ena minoy? That's a blend of two unlike items. That is chametz flour and potato starch. Okay? So, here, the Mechaber is telling us that when you have a mixture of chametz, what's taruvis? If you look in number 17 of the sheet, if you have it, I'll read it to you. What is a taruvas of chametz? It's a food combination that has a minimal amount of chametz mixed in it. A food combination that has a small amount of chametz mixed into it. That's what a taruvas is, a taruvas of chametz. So let's read the words of the Mechaber again. And then, page 42. Tof Mem Zayin Sif Aleph. Chametz bePesach is oyser taruvasoi bein b'minoi, whether it's the similar type, bein shaloi b'minoi, b'mashu. The smallest amount is also, the smallest amount of this chametz in the other grain is, yes, also, yes.
Compared to what we just learned, the top of which was also din tarovas chametz.
Right, the difference now, right, that was before Pesach, right, correct. In Siman Tov Mem Beis, the Mechaber discussed, what happens if you find a mixture of chametz before Pesach? Now we're discussing, you find it on Pesach itself. I know. Every time I say these words, you find chametz on Pesach, it's hard to get it out, those words out. Like, it's just like the antithesis to every Jewish home. Chametz on Pesach, it's just the two don't go. Anyway, we'll work with the situation, okay? Says the Mishnah Brura on the bottom of the page, Sif Kodin Aleph. Chametz on Pesach. Says the Mishnah Brura, Midoraisa having chometz kishari surim shenis arvu, she'enon oisrin taruvason ela kedeilitein tam vitaruvis, the hainu achishim. Ela shechachom vechmiruboy, kevin is bekoris, vlobedilumine kulishato. The Mishnah Brura is telling us as follows. Really, Midoraisa, from the letter of the law of the Torah, chametz, or mixtures of chametz, has the same status of any other chametz, of any other mixtures you have in your Yoredeya. You have Isurim, treif, that gets mixed up with kosher. If you have 60 times more of kosher, then that Isser is not there. It's halachically viewed like it's not there. If you have less than 60 times, then we say it's the Isser is there. Okay? Now, chametz is the same way as well. Midoraisa. However, midrabanon, Chazal said, chametz is more severe. And therefore, it's only aser b'mashu. Even by mashu, smallest amount is aser. Why is the smallest amount aser? Because there's an iser karis that exists, and that people, d'loy b'dili inshiminei, people are always around food. So even if you have 60 times more, it's still not going to be mutter. Chametz is more strict. as another reason, which you'll read right now in a minute, in the second in the Mishnah Berurah here, that it's a davar. It's the next words, that it's called the davar sheyesh lo matirin, which means that after Pesach, chametz is not also anymore. Person wants to be machmer and have chametz. He wants to eat kosher Pesach. He wants to eat macaroons and for breakfast the next month. There's no iser of chametz. What are you doing? Well, yeah, you also might. Then when it comes next year Pesach, you won't want those macaroons anymore. You had them too often already. How many times do you have vanilla macaroons? Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah continues. V'yesho imrim mishum David dove sheish matirin la'achar Pesach ukud l'kamon sif yud aleph. Another reason why we don't say that if you have 60 times more of non-chametz as opposed to the chametz, that it's permissible is because of the concept of davar, something sheyesh lo, that there is matirin that can make it permissible. What is this item that can make this chametz permissible? How can you zap the chametz to make it permissible? It's called waiting until after Pesach. After Pesach, there's no iser chametz. So these are the three reasons which the Mishnah Berurah gives over here as to why there is a stricter opinion from Chazal in regards to chametz, that it's even asur b'mash, the smallest amount in the mixture of other foods, of other kosher Pesach items, right? In that mixture, that mashu is asur. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Beis. So, because it falls into the category of what's called the klal, dove sheish lematirin, and dove sheish lematirin is something that if you can have it when it's in a permissible state, we're not going to permit you to have it in a state of more of leniency. That is the explanation. It's called dove sheish lematirin. Okay. Because since you can wait till after Pesach, and that's when it's mutter, this chametz will be mutter 100% after Pesach. Since it will be mutter 100% after Pesach, it's called a davar sheish lo matirin. Right, exactly. Okay, so you know what? So you come to me afterwards, right? Okay, fine. This is it says besocha Pesach on Pesach. It's a food. It's a food. And it's a good question. It's there now. Either a little fell into the food, and they got mixed up. And let's say 80% of it, 90% of it, is non chametz stick, but few percentage, 5% is chametz. We're saying it's osir. That's the chiddush here. Wow. Where do you find something like this? You don't. Only by chametz. Only by Pesach.
It's binary. It's on or off.
Is there or not? Right. Very good. Sifkot and Beis. It says b'mashu. It's also b'mashu. V'heira di'ika oid harbit stodim lahokil. If you have other reasons to be lenient. What's an example of other reasons to be lenient? Well, he doesn't give them, but you have other reason to be lenient. Let's say there's a tremendous loss, hesed meruba, a tremendous loss, perhaps. Then, samchinan ha-she'iltis, we can rely on the she'iltis. The svira lei, the she'iltis holds, the chametz, turn the page now, the Pesach, shavet l'shar isurin, the b'shishim. The chametz and Pesach is similar to other isurim, which is aser b'shishim. So you have an opinion that does not hold its aser mashu. You have the she'iltis that holds also b'shishim, only b'shishim. That when not as strict as we just mentioned. Now I want to share with you. There is a Arizal, the Arizal Kodesh. The Arizal Kodesh says, and it's brought down in the Ber Heitev, right before Sifkot and Beis. My edition is over here. Okay, in the Ber Heitev, right before Sifkot and Beis, the Arizal says, Hanizhar mimashu chametz bePesach muftach loish lo yechta kol hashana. We might have heard this statement in the past. One who's careful from not having chametz the whole Pesach, a mashu, a small amount of chametz, will not sin the whole year round.
Wow.
And you got the wow also. Okay? One who's careful with the smallest amount of mashu says the Arizal that he will not come to sin the whole year round. The Kaf HaChayim explains, he says, not explain, but he tells us the source for this Arizal can be found in the Zohar HaKadosh. Okay? So I just learned Mishnah Brura over here. You don't realize what we're learning, right? The Zohar HaKadosh says the words, a man did not hear loin, mechametz, usor gufe, ihu not hear, meyetzahara lesata. One who is careful and protects himself from the smallest amount of chametz, the smallest amount, will be guarded from the Yetzirah, from the evil inclination. When you don't have the Yetzirah coming to attack you, you won't come to sin. Oh, okay. Let's see further over here. We're now in the Ramah. The Ramah says as follows. The Ramah are the words of Ramush Isilis, his glosses on the Mechaber. Says the Ramah. But Sorich Lisraif Hakol Vuloisagi Bepidyoin Dimeya Chametz Vilim Korashar. What do these words mean? Let's just translate them and then I'll explain what this means. You have to burn everything because if you found Chametz on Pesach, and that's our case here, we're talking Chol HaMoed now, or it could be it's Shabbos, you have to wait to Chol HaMoed, or Yontif, you have to wait to Chol HaMoed. Yeah, don't burn on Yontif, right? That we learned last time. And it's you cannot take the value of, let's say there's $10 worth of chametz in this food. Throw out the $10 worth of value. Get rid of the $10 worth of value. And then take that out. And then use this chametz. You cannot do that. We discussed this concept a few simonim earlier about taking out the value of the iser. Why can we not do that? Why can we take out the value of the Isser? Because we're talking now, it's on Pesach. Chametz on Pesach is more severe than the chametz before Pesach after the sixth hour of the day of Erev Pesach. Let's repeat that. We had a case when there were coals that baked the matzah. We discussed this earlier. The coals baked the matzah. Now, those coals were made from chametz that were turned into coals after the sixth hour of the day, when chametz is forbidden to get benefit from. Then those coals heated my oven. Then I have my regular matzah and my matzah that was baked with these coals that were forbidden to get hanah from. They were got mixed up. Says, in that case, you can take the value of it and transfer it, the iser, of what you got the iser from the coals. Here it's on Pesach itself, you cannot do that. Says the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Gimel. V'loisagi, it's not, you're not able to redeem it, redeem the value of the iser. La'afuki midasa poiskim mishesoyrim desagi shiyashich demeyachamis la'amoyir boy l'yam. There are those opinions that say that you can take that value and throw it out to the sea. Bukain pigeon. It's similar to redeeming the value of the chametz. And afterwards, you can sell it or give it to a non-Jew. Kamash Malon over here, the Leikai Malon Kain Lamaisa, that you're not allowed to do this. Here, the Ramah says you're not allowed to redeem the value of that iser, of that which is forbidden. Vida, the Mishnah says further, the Hachreinim Kosu, the Makam Hesed Godol Mo'id, Ein Tzarech Lisref Hakol. In a case of a tremendous loss, you don't have to burn everything, and you can rely on the lenient opinion. What is that? Sell everything to the non-Jew, except for the worth of what was the iser. Let's explain what that means. Here is my food. This small little amount over here, the value of this iser of chametz, I detract from that amount. Let's say it's worth, I don't know, we'll call it $1 worth. Okay? If you can see, that's a $1 bill. Okay? I don't include the price that I'm selling to this non-Jew. I don't include this $1 worth. Okay, that's what we're saying here. V'hu kedas ha-mechaber simen tov samach zayin sif yud aleph, sif yud rather. And this is similar to what the mechaber says later on. V'ayin shom sif tes, look over there in sif tes. In the Mishnah Berurah le'inan im nis'arev ma'at mi'oysa kedera ch'neser mashu l'soy kedera cheres. If you have a little mixture, mi'oysa kedera, from that kedera that was also, kedera is a pot. You have a little amount, we'll discuss it later on, we have a little amount of iser that got mixed up with the regular food. We'll see that in Simen Tov Samach Zayin. So if you're looking forward to this, these halachas of Yerodea to end and go on with Or HaChaim, we'll come back to it soon also. Says the Ramah further, Miu, however, Kalim Shinizbashel Behem Mutarim Lachar HaPesach Ve'in Srichim Shviro Oyagola. What happens if I cooked in my pot, and the food that was cooked in it was, once again, majority of this food, 80% of it, was regular kosher Pesach. Small percentage was a tarubis, a mixture of chametz. Okay? Says, what's the story with my pot? Do I take out my hammer and I give it a good smash? Right? Because it can't use it anymore? The Ramah says, Miyu kalim, these kalim that were cooked, shins basha bahem, are permitted after Pesach. And you don't have to smash them or purge them. However, what should you do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Dalet, on the bottom part of the page. Kedem shnis bashel behem, v'afilu bishlu behem bepesach atzmoi chametz shel Yisrael harbi v'nivlu behem. Even if you used your pot and you cooked chametz in it, a lot of chametz on Pesach, and the taste of it absorbed in the walls of the pot. There's a concept that the walls of the pot absorbed the taste that was cooked in it. Afilu hachim utarim achar Pesach. These pots are permissible after Pesach. She'oz kevar einam b'nei yoyman, because then they are not called b'nei yoyman. A ben yoyman means as follows. If you have a pot that was used in the past 24 hours, it retains the status of that which was cooked in it. But now we're saying that after Pesach, it's more than 24 hours since you cooked the food item. I want to finish reading the words and I'll explain what these words mean. There's once again concepts from Yerodea, from the laws of milk and meat, and meat and forbidden meat. Let me explain what this means. Let's say accidentally, I go to my cabinet, I take out my pot, and I'm so proud of myself, I make supper for the family, and my wife comes home and says to me, thank you for supper, you chafed up the kitchen. The pot you used for the macaroni and cheese, a gourmet dinner, was fleishigs. Now the question is, can we eat this macaroni and cheese? And the answer is yes. Why can you eat the macaroni and cheese? Well, the reason why you can eat the macaroni and cheese, you're wondering, what? I just told you I cooked it in my fleishig pot. So how could I eat the macaroni and cheese? The answer is because this pot was not used in the past 24 hours. What does that mean? The average pot in a person's house is viewed that it has not been used to cook in the past 24 hours. If you know you cooked in the past 12 hours, so then the food itself will be treif, and you cannot eat that food. But the average pot that you don't know has the status of eino b'nei yoman, is not been used in the past 24 hours. Here, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, there's no reason to be concerned that you should make a gezeira of b'nei yoman or to b'nei yoman. What does that mean? Let me ask a question now. In my pot, it was a fleshic pot, and I just cooked macaroni and cheese in it. I just told you that I could eat my macaroni and cheese. Now, 3 hours from now, for supper, I want to make another. It's such a delicious dish. I want to go for doubles. Can I cook in this pot again, milchik's food? The answer is no. Why not? Because Chazal said, you know what's going to happen? You're using it for milchik's. You thought it was fleishigs. A person will come to make a mistake and then cook in it within the 24 hours the opposite milchiks of leishiks. And if a person cooks in that pot within 24 hours milchiks or leishiks of the wrong type, that's an issur d'oraisa, Torah. He just transgressed the Torah violation of cooking. You can lo savash gadi. You cannot cook in that pot. You cannot cook mix milchiks and leishiks together. I hope all these concepts are not getting too much, but just the basics, just little basics, smatterings of what's going on. No, you have to. If you want to use that pot, you have to kasher it. You cannot keep that pot as milchiks. You have to kasher that pot. Here we're saying you don't have to be concerned of the pot was used in the past 24 hours, not because here we're talking about Pesach is over. You haven't used this pot in the past 24 hours, and we're not concerned that it's going to be chametzik now or not chametzik now. It's all non-chametz. To make it whatever you want again, yes. Yes. You if you want to kasher that pot and then use it for milchiks, you could do that. But you have to kasher the pot first. Okay, well, let's finish up here another line. Then we'll end with this for today. In regards to the balua, that balua means that which absorbed in the walls of the pot. One does not transgress the iser of Baal Yimotze because of that food which is absorbed in it. The next piece is on the next part of the Mechaber, which Amir Hashem will pick up for tomorrow. We'll stop here for today.